Manuscript Releases, Volume 6. Numbers 347 to 418. M.R. Number 388. The Shut Door. I saw that a paper was needed, and all should be interested in it. I saw that the burden of the paper was laid upon James, and that it was as important to publish the truth as to preach it. I saw that James should not be discouraged if all did not feel the interest in the paper that he did. I saw that Brother Bates had not the interest in the paper that he should have, and that his lack of interest has discouraged James. I saw that James should set his face as a flint and go forward. I saw the flock looking for the paper, and were ready like hungry children to eat the truth published in it. The Lord showed me that he, James, must take the testimonies that the leading Adventists published in 44 and republish them and make them ashamed. He is now doing that work. A little longer, and Jesus' work will be finished in the sanctuary. The Lord showed me some weeks ago that as James would begin to republish what the leaders had written in 44 upon the truth, Satan would try to hinder us. But we must struggle for the victory and go on. It has been just so. He knows this work will hurt his cause and save some jewels. That is why he rages so, but he is driven back. I saw the cruel power of Satan that has afflicted us of late and bound us to keep the truth from coming out in the paper. I saw these efforts of Satan were to hinder the paper coming out, for the lines that were being published were written in the Spirit of God and would rejoice the hearts of the trusting ones, and Satan knew it would hurt his cause because it would be seen by these testimonies that most of the Advent people once believed as we do that there was a shut door in 44. And to have the plain, clean truth come out in the paper would cause many to decide for the truth and to take a firm and unyielding stand for God and His truth. I saw that the paper would strengthen the things that remain and would help build up God's people in the most holy faith. I saw that God wanted His people to be separated from the world, for wicked persons were the lawful prey of the enemy, and He would work through them in every way to perplex and destroy the saints. And if we were obliged to be in company with the wicked persons, we must pray and watch every moment, lest we should partake of their spirit. For they corrupted the atmosphere where they were, and their very breath was darkness, and that the wicked would wax worse and worse, and we must cut loose from them, and be free, and free indeed. And God does not want His people to mingle with the wicked more than they are obliged to. I saw that the rapping was the power of the devil. Some of it was directly from him, and some indirectly, but it all proceeded from Satan. I then saw Brother Edson that he must gird on the whole armor and stand in readiness to go, for a journey was before him, and that souls needed help, and that Jesus' work was almost finished in the sanctuary, and that we must work while the day lasts. And when Satan comes up with his power to oppress us, we must have faith in God and beat him back. And if we could not get the victory, we should fast and pray, and we should surely get the victory and triumph over Satan. I saw that Brother and Sister Edson would have to move soon from the place where they now live, for there was enmity enough in the hearts of the wicked there to take their lives, for they hated them for the truths they believed and have advocated for it condemned them. And a number of times the wicked had it in their hearts to take the lives of Brother and Sister Edson. But God had defeated the wicked and guarded their lives. 7. 1850, 1-5. A vision the Lord gave me at Brother Harris's, August 24, 1850. Brother Hewitt from Dead River was there. He came with a message to the effect that the destruction of the wicked and the sleep of the dead was an abomination within a shut door, that a woman, Jezebel, a prophetess, had brought in, and he believed that I was that woman Jezebel. We told him of some of his errors in the past, that the 1,335 days were ended, and numerous errors of his. It had but little effect. His darkness was felt upon the meeting, and it dragged. I felt that I must say a few words. In the name of Jesus, I got up, and in about 5 minutes the meeting changed. Everyone felt it at the same instant. Every countenance was lighted up. The presence of God filled the place. Brother Hewitt dropped upon his knees and began to cry and pray. I was taken off in vision and saw much that I cannot write. It had a great effect upon Brother Hewitt. He confessed it was of God and was humbled in the dust. He has been writing ever since that meeting and is now writing from the same table, renouncing all his errors that he has advanced. I believe God is bringing him up, and he is calculated to do good if God moves through him. 28, 1850, page 3. To the church in Brother Hastings' house, November 7th, 1850. Dear Brother Rhodes was with us in our last conference. It was good to see his face once more and cheering to hear him talk the plain, cutting truth of God from the Bible. How plain our position is! We know that we have the truth. Brother Rhodes has now gone in company with Brother John Andrews to the eastern part of the state to hunt up the scattered sheep. We have received two letters from them. God is at work and is bringing souls from the rubbish to the clear light of truth. We have received cheering letters from different places. God is with Israel. We have received letters from some that we have never before heard from. There is a great call for publications. The work of the Lord is moving forward. We had consecrated ourselves anew to God, soul, body, and spirit, to do His work. Oh, that we may do it faithfully. Time is very, very short. What we do must be done quickly, and we must be very humble, or God will not use us in His cause. I have been writing out the visions that God has of late given me that will benefit His children, and we shall have all the visions published in a pamphlet in a few weeks. Our warfare is almost over. Monday morn we had another meeting. The power of God rested upon us. I was taken off in vision and saw many things. I saw that Brother Baker must not sink down, that God had a work for him to do, not to feed the dogs, but the starving sheep. Feed the sheep, feed the sheep, said my accompanying angel. It was a melting, weeping time when I related the vision. Brother Baker was comforted and made strong. The voice of the angel seems to ring in my ears tonight so loud and clear. Get ready, get ready, get ready, lest you be weighed in the balance and found wanting. I saw Brother Lothrop, that he also had traveled too extensively and was too self-sufficient. I saw that souls who wanted the truth would come into meeting to hear. And repeatedly, Brother Lothrop would get up and talk, until he would talk the spirit all away from the meeting. And these souls would leave disgusted with the truth, when, if the right course had been taken, and Brother Lothrop had not moved in his own strength, the unbelievers would have been convinced that power and strength were with Israel, and they would have decided to have gone with the humble few. Released December 2nd, 1974.